humanize the artist, like allow people to be human, because it's natural to grow and evolve.
This is what's been selling. This is what works. It doesn't have to evolve.
To open up your perspective, you have to be open-minded as an individual.
As an artist, I do want my perspective to grow, and I would want my audience to grow with my catalog type of thing. But not everybody has that same perspective.
So I think the goal is to put out as many variations of your perspective as early on as possible so that people aren't shocked by the transitions.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington Ear.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, and if it's not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast where we like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white.
It's not.
We love to talk about regular life from a creator's perspective.
We do.
Which in layman's terms means that we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be movies. It could be music. It could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them. And hopefully it'll inspire you to have your own. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And yeah, how y'all feeling today?
That was good. Ooh. I'm good. I'm doing amazing. And yeah, doing amazing.
Amazing.
I'm good too. I woke up inspired.
Oh, that's good. I am good. I'm also sleepy though. Yeah, I woke up sleepy. What?
Never mind. I was about to say something, but never mind.
Good.
Nah, I'm good. You woke up sleepy.
What? All right, I woke up sleepy. So, I'm gonna take a nap after this. And I also, you know, I think it's I cut myself when I was cutting the avocado, so I think, you know, it's time that I take a nap.
Stay away from sharp objects.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from sharp objects for the rest of the day, for the most part. And, you know, going to take a nap because I think that is needed. It was not my fault, though. I mean, I guess I did it. Anyways, let's move on. What are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about perspective. I feel like today would be a music pod. We talk about perspective. Perspective in the sense of... Why y'all chuckling?
I thought we were changing the topic.
Oh, no, that was for another day.
Oh, okay.
Topic. Okay. But I've been listening to music, and I don't like people's perspective. I don't know if it came with age, or maybe I'm just listening more, or as a songwriter, a frequent songwriter, I just wish people put more effort into... more effort and creativity into
the perspective that they're sharing.
Yeah.
So is it that you don't like everybody's perspective, or is it
that's a lot of people?
Particular. Oh,
a lot of people. I don't be enjoying.
Go ahead.
You was about to say something.
Go ahead.
I completely agree. I think people don't offer. I think the reason why we don't get as many unique perspectives because I feel like people don't offer that many unique perspectives as much as I used to hear when I was growing up, at least. But I think because people don't really know what their perspective is, and I think that's probably why it feels like that. But with a lot of the songs, it's like, all right, like it doesn't force me to think about anything. And it's like, I don't want all my music to force me to think, but like it doesn't offer me any new perspective. It don't even offer me something that's funny most times. It's just like, all right, I heard this before. I know exactly where this story is going. It's like hearing the same story over and over. It's like, all right, it's only so many times I can hear this story. And that's what it feels like to me.
I think it's really a thing of right now we're in a era of just focusing on what sells, right? So when the things that we're hearing are like just a repeat or a copy and paste of the things that worked for other people in the past. So it's like rather than creating your own, I guess, persona or establishing your own lane as far as your perspective goes, a lot of people are, okay, well, I'm going to be in the Drake lane, or I'm going to be in the Kendrick lane, or I'm going to be in, who else is there? The Taylor Swift lane or the Beyonce lane or whatever it is like, all right, I'm going to do my music in the style of this artist rather than it being, or not even just the style and the perspective and persona of this artist rather than it being, I'm crafting my own, perspective and giving that to the world. It may happen to align with one of these artists, but it's my take on it.
I feel to that point, I feel like I enjoy like unknown artists or newer artists' perspective, even if it sounds like somebody else. For me, it's the thing of established artists, I don't like their perspective now. So it could be a thing of I've grown, why haven't you grown? Your perspective is the exact same from when I first heard you. So all right. Now it's like, maybe, so it's probably a thing of, I've outgrown this music or this concept, so I don't enjoy it anymore. And a lot of times, you older than me, so why have I grown, but you have not grown?
Oh, that's a different conversation than what I was having then. Because, wait, what were you about to say?
No, I'm saying that's good, go ahead.
Oh, because I think on that end, where it's like the artist hasn't grown, I mean, I still think it goes back to what sells.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's like, well, I'm not your target audience anymore. And I think that we would hope that they grow. But I think that there is also an aspect of stardom that is like, you don't have to. Like, you're not, like, we're in a space where we are trying to, we're working towards bettering our lives, right? So we're working toward actually growing as people, and working toward our goals and our dreams, whatever that looks like. But I think that there's a certain like luxury or even like a complacency that sometimes comes with achieving a particular level of, it can happen when you achieve a particular level of stardom. So I feel like you have the choice of, do I want to grow as an artist or do I want to keep doing what works? Or sometimes it's the label saying you need to just keep doing what works depending on what the situation is. So then you're like, oh, well, why ain't you growing too? Like, why are you still going through this same, you still dating the same type of people? You still got the same story every album?
I think it is a challenge to make sure that you're like updating your perspective. I'll say it like that. It's almost like you have to update your software for your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most people don't do that until they notice that people aren't paying attention anymore. So it's like, if this is your perspective, then how does this perspective develop? Can you go deeper into the perspective, or is it like you're gonna do something that's completely
different from it?
Yeah. So I think it's a challenge, but I feel like most people don't take the time to a lot of the established artists don't take the time to kind of like alter it in a way that seems normal or realistic or like that makes sense, because there's some people where it's like, I'm listening, I'm like, you know, you, there's no way you're still living the life that you just talk, like, I see you, like, I see how you're moving, there's no way you're still living this other life that you're talking about. So like,
or maybe you are,
right? And you know, kudos to you, or no, maybe not,
maybe
kudos
not
to you,
kudos.
But I don't know. But like, how does the perspective, like, how do we get to like, how does the perspective go deeper, or like, how does it change? What there's more parts to it. I feel like people, we don't ever engage.
You go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think sometimes it's a thing where we as the listener don't always, I guess initially, to some aspect, don't always leave room for the character development until we start developing as characters in our own lives, and then we're like, well, you were supposed to, like, where you at? You were supposed to meet me here. And but it's like, well, there's a million other people who are still in this space and wanting this person to show up as the same person. And I think it might be, I think in some ways it's hard for certain artists to figure out how to transition into, whether it be like a new persona or to like facilitate the character development while still maintaining the fan base.
All right, so my question is, why are we as artists attempting to create this character instead of being ourselves? So like, as a human, it's natural to grow and evolve, right? Mm-hmm. So why am I trying to create a character instead of being me, who I am, and continuing to grow and evolve and share my experience as I grow and evolve?
I think it's because most people, I think there's a level of one, fear, right? Like, oh, I don't know if people will actually like the real me. That's one. But two, people latch on to characters all the time. So like, it feels better to root for somebody who's like a superhero than a lot of times than it feels like to root for the regular person. And we like, when we're looking at people, at least a lot of the artists, they're almost exaggerated forms of a person. So like, they have some stuff where they do, and it's like, oh wow, this is cool. People identify with it because a lot of times they're exaggerated. So it's like, oh wow, this is what this looks like on the biggest. Yeah, scale. Like, this is what petty looks like in the biggest form ever. And it's like, some people relate to that, and I think they people build up the character because it's easier to remember for most people, or for the average fan to remember when they're looking at it. So it's like, okay, this is the petty plot person or whatever, and it's like, it's just, I think it sticks more, and I think that it makes people latch on to the story of it a little bit more when it's a little bit more exaggerated. That's just, at least in my opinion.
I think it's also a thing where as humans, we're very complex people, so a lot of times it's not necessarily me creating a persona, or it might just simply be me personifying or amplifying a particular aspect of my story or my personality, rather than taking you through the full entire complexity, like the complex being that is me, right? Because like you said, it's easier to identify with a particular character or a particular aspect or a particular story, right? Versus, all right, well, I'm telling you my life story, the whole 29 years, right? And I was this type of person here. I was this type of person here. I was this type of person here. You might not remember me as, it might be too much information at once, I will say. And I think that even back in the day, sorry, guys, my thoughts are coming a little slowly today. But, like, when we were growing up, there was always the thing of having, like, mystique and stuff like that. And, like, so you didn't have to reveal, like, the humanistic side of you. So you were this character. So when you went out in public, it's like you only know this version of Beyonce or of Michael Jackson or of Prince. You don't know like the intricate thoughts or anything like that outside of their music. You see the character, or you see what is being personified. You see the stage name, the stage person or whatever. And dang. Yeah, I think that's why it's an easier thing to do, but also I think it's a way to also have boundaries as well. Because it's a lot to give every person all of you all the time. Not saying that you're being somebody else, which, I mean, some people, it's just a completely different person from who they are. But for some people, it's just like, I'm just gonna, this is the aspect of me that you'll see. Versus, like, you might not see me when I'm quiet and to myself and I need a break. You might only see the super energetic and, like, loud version of me.
Word. I was gonna say, this is why I typically don't like the whole statement of, like, just be yourself. Because it's not specific. And it's, like, it's not really helpful. Because, like, all right, be yourself in what regard? Be, like, because me being myself with you guys may seem different than me being myself at a job. And it's like, or me being myself when I'm creating is different than me being myself when I'm anxious or whatever it is. So it's like, it's not really a clear direction. So, like, I think it's for artists, it's I would love to tell everybody to just be themselves. But I know that that's not necessarily the most specific thing that I could do for everybody. Like, it would just, like, understanding what part of yourself you want to show.
So, to both of y'all points, I might say, as far as, like, showing certain parts of yourself, I feel like as we go through life, even if we have the same, we shouldn't have the same exact perspective. So you don't have to give all of every aspect or facet of you. But if you're going to talk about said topic, I feel like it could be in the same vein, but I feel like it should be, I mean, if you're still talking about the same thing for 10 years, you should have a deeper understanding or be able to do this thing better.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to, like, if you're going to be a master craftsman on this topic by year 10, 15, however long you've been doing it, I feel like it should be, if not a deeper understanding, I feel like it should have evolved. That's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The whatever it is should have evolved over time.
But I think that that's where the, I guess, like, the what's selling aspect comes into it. Because, like, yes, maybe it should have evolved, but you have, at that point, depending on, I guess, what your situation is too, like, if you're assigned to a label or if you just decide, this is what's been selling, this is what works. It doesn't have to evolve. If you feel like, it's like the, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing. I think ideally, from a standpoint of maybe like the fan or the listener who has evolved, but still would love for you to be their favorite artist, it would be great if you did evolve. But a lot of music is geared towards the youngest generation, not the youngest generation, but like the younger generations. So although like me who has been listening to this artist who came out when I was younger, the music that they're making is probably still geared towards whoever they assume is listening to the radio or whoever they assume is doing the most streaming. I guess not assume, they probably did some market research, but that's a whole nother thing. But they're gearing it towards those people. So it might be a thing of if it ain't broke, don't fix it, because this younger generation still likes this type of stuff. But then it also might be a thing of, because sometimes it'd be a thing where the artist is making that music, but they actually want to make something that is more evolved. But depending on who they're managed by or who their label is, sometimes they're denied that opportunity. So they're not able to actually show their growth. On the other hand, some people be like, I mean, like how we were talking about yesterday, like people, a lot of people right now just seem very uninspired. Like it might be a part of the, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing. Like ain't nothing really happening. This is what they love to hear from me. You know, it's fun doing these little gum bars anyway. So let me just throw them in here. And although it's like we can hear it, like, okay, y'all, in my opinion, people just bored right now, but like we can hear that, but at the same time they might not care, Or they might just be like, the check's still coming. So, like, you just don't know. And as an artist, for me, like, I do want my perspective to grow, and I would want my audience to grow with, like, grow with my catalog type of thing. But not everybody has that same perspective.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think a changing perspective requires you to always be self-aware of where you currently are versus where you were. And I think a lot of people aren't necessarily always paying attention to, like, where they are versus where they were. Some people are just focused on where they are, and some people are just focused on where they were. But, like, I feel like you have to have a balance of it. And I think if you're to open up your perspective, you have to be open-minded as an individual, because you have to be willing to let your perspective change, or, like, let things, because to be honest, I don't even know if your perspective actually ever changes. It might just be a matter of, like, it just gets broader.
Yeah,
like, it's like a bigger thing, because like the way you see the world is going to be the way you see the world. But I think, yeah, things add to it, and things kind of like remove themselves from it. So it's like the filter that you're bringing the ideas in changes, but like your actual perspective doesn't change. But I think it just requires you to actually be aware of what's going on in your life. And some people they're just not aware. Like, they've been, there's some people where it's like they didn't even realize that they, like, life is, they've grown, they've aged, like, things have changed, like, or they don't realize that their audience is like, bro, I'm not in college no more. Like, I of course I wanted to party every week when I was in college. It's like, I was with my friends. Like, I don't see my friends as often. I don't want, like, what, are you still in the club, bro? Like, I'm tired now, bro. I want to go home.
Right.
Like, so it's just like, sometimes I don't think some of the bigger artists, you're funny, your feet hurt. I just go there. I think sometimes some of the more established artists, or the artists who have already developed their fan base, don't take into account, like, how much time has changed, like, passed since the last time you put something out. Like, you put it out, and everybody, last time you was out, everybody was in the club. And, like, now we not in the club no more, okay?
I'm wondering if, like, time works the same way for these artists, right? Like, because, like, as, like, we're, like you said, like, okay, I'm not in college anymore, I'm doing this now, like, but if you are, okay, money is no object, you've been doing the same thing for years, like, you don't necessarily realize, like, either I or my fan base have gotten older. I just wonder if time feels the same.
I feel like yes and no. I feel like at some point, if we stay on the club, at a certain age, I feel like wisdom should kick in. That's my word.
Wisdom should kick in.
It's like, you know what? I'm not. Like, at some point, it's like, this music is loud today.
Yeah,
like,
what?
This music is loud. I always be by the speaker. Like, I always end up by the speaker, no matter where I go. But at some point, it's like, this is like the first time I realized, like, my ears was ringing once I left. I'm like, why did I do that to myself? Yeah,
man.
It was enjoyable, but I'm like, my goodness.
For me, it was the first time I'm leaving. I'm like, I don't even like hookah smoke. Why am I going in here? And it's like, I'm leaving. Like, I can't really breathe. I didn't smoke nothing. Like, I didn't smoke a thing. Why am I having issues right now? Like, what is going on? Or, like, just the whole, like, it's little stuff, like, that it didn't bother me before, similar to what you were saying. Like, I was like, all right, it's a part of the process. And then when I stepped away from it and came back, I was like, whoa, this parts of this I don't enjoy no more. Like, I don't like finding parking. I'm not in the mood right now. I don't got a parking lot?
Right. Ooh. I gotta find street parking and go to this thing.
Oh my goodness.
Ooh. Yeah. It's different. But,
No, but I was gonna say, I think some people, and it's also difficult because, like, cutting the artist some slack, Yeah, like you never know when people are gonna like start changing, I guess. So it's like you're gonna continue to make things, and then it's like at some point it's like, all right, well, we don't want to necessarily hear, we might not want to hear that from you anymore, like that thing. Like some people was like, I want to hear this every day, and I think it just depends on what kind of perspective you're sharing.
Or for me, I be getting to points where I be like, I don't want to make this again. So then once I get to that point, it might be a while before you hear this again.
This again, yeah.
Like, I don't know when I'll ever do a Lonely Loner again.
Mm.
It was different times.
I also feel like there are a lot of artists who did, shift their perspective in their music. And it was a very drastic shift, and then people was like, all right, this is not what we came to you for, type of thing. All right. And I think that at that point, sometimes they'll keep going that route, or sometimes they'll turn back around and be like, oh, okay, all right, let me go back to what I was doing, because that's what y'all responded to. So I think it depends on, like, the artist, the circumstances, the timing, that's the same as situation. But, dang, I had something else to say.
I got one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe what I might be trying to say is, or another thing that I would like to say is, we should begin to actually humanize the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, allow people to be human. Because at one moment, one time, I may feel like this. I may be having a midlife crisis, and I'm like, you know what? I'm about to be in the club all the time again.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you get into music because I am in the club. So I feel like we should humanize the artist, allow the artist to be human and to change and evolve and actually go through life like the listener is going through life.
I agree. Go ahead. I was going to say one thing that Damani had told me before. I think you said Missy Elliott does this. Like, she does, like, gradual changes.
Oh, yeah. She only makes... She's the changes that she was doing, it was, I mean, for now, it makes sense. But, like, the idea is to make smaller changes because it's easier for people to deal with a small change. If you were in a club and then you completely go to being a conscious, fight the power artist, it's like, this is weird. I didn't really want this from you. But if we can see you gradually get in there, it's like,
what if
okay.
I give you a conscious song while I'm in the club, yeah, or for the club?
I think that's like a more gradual change, though, because the concept of being in the club is still the same, but it's like, okay, all right, I see you kind of getting in your conscious bag a little bit. This might have to grow on me a little bit.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I just think it takes like, and even doing the like, if you doing the conscious version of a club song is different than just doing a like. Going from being I'm JP to the Kendrick Lamar and like it's like it just looks weird with no context, because like the middle part where it's like, all right, I've seen, even if it's just a little bit, like, all right, I see, you experiment with some stuff, cool, and then by the time you get there, it's like, that makes sense, I can see where you took me, as opposed to like, nobody, in most cases, nobody likes big transitions. That We watching YouTube videos. People don't really like big transitions. People like, whenever you see a smooth transition, you be like, I like that. That's good. That one was like, that's smooth. Like, I think that's where it is. I think we naturally like smooth and smaller transitions over bigger transitions.
So, do you feel like in the beginning, some people, they go with what sells and then they get stuck in what sells opposed to? So, like, it's like, I never wanted to make this music, but it's what was selling. So, I took the opportunity. Now, I'm stuck making this music and what I actually want to make.
Yeah. I think that happens all the time. A lot of times, I know what we started doing, or at least keeping in mind when we were making music, was being like, okay, if this is the one that goes, right? Will I want to make another song like this? Like, just thinking about that type of stuff. Or even if you look at, like, how Doja Cat, her song that popped off was her Moo song. And that was a joke. So then, like, as she gradually started, like, after that, it's like, okay, you're thinking that all her songs are going to be like this. And, like, at first, her songs were, like, pretty fun and stuff like that. But then, like, as she started to, like, grow as an artist, it's like, oh, okay, you actually really out here. But it's just, like, thinking about that type of stuff. I do think that a lot of, because it's like social media, right? It's connected, right? So with social media, a lot of times, like you were doing a lot of skits, or a lot of artists who like were doing skits online or on social media and stuff like that. That's what they started getting popular for and started getting known for, and they got stuck in the cycle of doing skits, funny skits, and it's like, nah, but I'm also an artist, like Reggie Coos. That's how you pronounce the name?
I think so.
All right. So, like, for him, he was doing a lot of skits to the point where you didn't remember that he did music. So then he might put a music video out here and there, but it's like, well, all right, where's the next skit at, type of thing. So I think the same thing goes for music. Sometimes it's a thing where you got popular on this sound or on this topic or in this genre, and then it's like, oh, well, I was still experimenting with my sound at that time. That's not really what I wanted to do. And depending on what your situation is, I really feel like depending on if you're signed or not, or if your focus is, well, I got to make sure I get to the bag or whatever, you either are going to take the chance and do the type of music that you actually want to do, or you're going to be like, well, this is what was popular. This is what the people want. So I'm going to keep doing this, and hopefully at some point I can do the music I actually want to do. Even Tori Kelly is an example. I think her most recent album, she has said she finally feels like she's doing the music that she wanted to do. And I don't know how long she's been signed, but she's an example.
I agree. I agree with what she said for the same reason she said it.
I was going to say that when you was talking about that, depends on if they sign or not. And yesterday, Damani, you were saying we was the first person, people that you heard say we don't want to be signed. And one of my reasons for that is because I don't want to be told, I don't like being told what to do. Mm-hmm. So say I'm signed and I want to make all my songs like Party With Me. But therapy session is the one everybody loves. And now they like, no, I need an album. You got, like, hold on. How does this work? They tell you, like, they tell you what songs can go on the album, or
I don't. Well, I guess it depends on your situation, but I think like, so they have you set up in a certain genre, in a certain space, based off of the fans that you had, and if you attempt to venture off, it's like, well, we don't know if, like, we have you set up to put music out in R&B, you're trying to do country.
Okay, so let me rephrase my stance.
I got another
example. I would sign a partnership, but only once I have the leverage and I must have creative control.
Right, a lot of artists, I don't know about now, but at least in the past, like, didn't have creative control. K. Michelle is another example, because she's been saying for the past, I'm going to say like 5 or 6 years, she's been working to transition into country and releasing a country album. She, her label wouldn't let her record a country album. Like, she had to do her art, like the R&B stuff.
So you can't do both? Like, you can't do the country on your own time?
The thing is that most people aren't recording at home.
Oh, word.
So, like, and they're not producing their own stuff. Or some people aren't writing their own stuff. She writes her stuff. But, like, as far as producers, and a lot of artists are still in the mindset of, if I'm not going to a studio, I'm not recording. Like, they're in the mindset of, I have to go to a studio, or I have to... Maybe, like, a producer might have, like, a home studio or something like that. But either way, like, they have to go to a studio to do it. They need to have the engineer sitting there to press record and da da da. We do everything ourselves, but that's because that's a whole nother episode. But so being, and also like she was already, she'd been signed for a while now, so it's like when she was signed, it wasn't like a major thing to be like doing everything yourself type of thing. So when it comes to that, like, yes, you can do it on your own time, but then you'll probably be funding it on your own, depending on how much money you make.
Right.
You know, and when you're getting your money, because that's not always, you're not always getting upfront stuff or advances and stuff. And advances, you got to pay that back. So, and then also record labels don't always want to take a chance on you doing this other genre or testing out this other thing, because they're like, well, if it doesn't sell, because you don't have any country fans, so why would we let you do country or da 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 da, like that type of thing.
Yeah, which is but also playing devil's advocate. If I invested in something, like if it was in anything outside of music, like if you were a painter and I invested in you for your paintings, right? If you decided to come up to me one day and were like, you know what, I'm gonna make clothes, you might be like, okay, have you made clothes before?
But I feel like it's all in the same. It's all in the same vein to a certain extent.
It should be, like, yeah.
For me, I would be investing in the person.
You should
rather
yeah.
than so like if I believe wholeheartedly that you make amazing R&B music. I'm going to assume and take the chance, take the bet that you will make amazing country music.
But sometimes it's not a matter of, speaking like from a label perspective or whatever, sometimes it's not a matter of, I said that like I'm signed or something. Anyways, it's not a matter of.
You read the books.
I went to school for this. Mm. Sometimes it's not a matter of if you can make a good song, right? Because granted, yeah, I can assume that the song is going to be fire and that you make in country and in R&B, but will it sell? Right? Because people know you for R&B. People don't know you for country. They might not be checking for you for country, because also people be acting like black people ain't invent country, and it's a very white dominated arena. So just thinking about it from that perspective, then it's like, all right, well, we gave you the advance for this other album. We're not about to give you the advance for this. We're not backing this. Not that the song isn't going to be good, but like, I don't think you could sell it type of thing.
Yeah. And that's another reason about, it'd be a lot of politics. I don't like politics. Mm-hmm. I would prefer not to even have anybody say yes or no. I want to be the one to push the button on whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of what typically happens now with a lot of artists, once you get big enough, like a lot of the artists will open up their own label, or they will decide to go independent and like buy out of their contract or finish their contracts or whatever. So that's why a lot more people are doing that. Or you'll see like how Beyonce now, she has her own label, like she's not underneath anybody type of thing. She can do what she wants, but you got to get to a certain point. A lot of times when you are starting from being on a label and stuff like that, you got to get to a certain point where you can get out of your contract, number one, or even like have the capital to create something for yourself. And not everybody believes that they can do it. Not everybody knows how to do it. And that's a whole nother podcast that ain't this one.
I was also going to say, this is a side note. I think that for, at least for up-and-coming artists, I think the goal is to expand your perspective, like, or like put out as many variations of your perspective as early on as possible, so that people aren't shocked by the transition, so that like they can walk with you. Because if all you were doing was bar, and the next time you come out, or like years from now, it's like I'm doing country. They're like, bro, what I was coming to you specifically for bars, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like I'm going to my favorite pizza restaurant for some pizza. If all of a sudden they start selling me tacos, I'm like, but I wanted pizza. Like, you don't make pizza no more? So it's like, I think that's like, for in terms of the fans, they're like, yo, I need to be able to see, understand, are you still going to do the thing that that I came? Are you still going to be the specialist in this aspect? Or are you just, once you're done selling pizzas, this is no more pizzas.
Right.
We are Taco Bell. Forget it. You know, so it's like, we have to just give people enough space to smoothly transition with us and talk with us on this journey.
And I think that goes back to like what Breeze was saying about humanizing the artist, because I think in the past, like I said, the mystery was the thing that drew you into like the celebrities, and whether it was actors or musicians, it was always like the mysterious thing, like I wonder what they do in their spare time type of thing. And now it's more of a thing where it's like, we want to see what you do. Like, we want to know who you are. Like, we want to hear your stories and more of your voice. And that's what they buy into. Not just the brand, right? Not just like the idea of who you are, but also like, okay, who, like really who you are. Dang, I had another example. It was Beyonce with her country album. On Lemonade, she had a country song on there. Daddy Issues, I think was the name of it. That was my song. Anyways, but that was like a small transition, like a small preview. She performed at the CMAs that year. Granted, they was not happy to see her there, but she performed there with the Dixie Chicks. And that was like a prelude to like, okay, I see Beyonce doing a little country. But also, when you think about it, she's from the South. Like, she's from Houston. So it's like a smaller transition to now her releasing a full-blown country album versus her doing Lemonade and then doing a country album type of thing. Because what we've known Beyonce for was R&B. I'd be feeling like it'd be pop. It'd be like pop and R&B. That's a whole nother conversation. But I know I keep saying that, but they are a different conversation. But yeah, that's just like an example of like a incremental transition, I feel like, versus just being inundated. Is that the word? Inundated? Inundated?
I think you said it right. You're just using all your big words today.
I've been reading. Inundated with like a whole bunch of like random changes after 20 years of you being this one thing, and then all of a sudden boom. But I know Madonna, they said she used to change her entire persona, image, brand, and sound like every 10 years. It would just be something new, but that became her thing.
Yeah. And I was gonna say, in terms of like the humanizing portion, I think we should. I don't know if it's going to happen. I mean, I guess it is technically happening, but I think we still like the story of like the superhero or the larger than life person. And also, this is what I was gonna say, actually. Forget that part. Sorry, I just remember I was gonna say at least growing up, people offered way more of their actual perspective in music. Mm-hmm. So like, whether you were, and we talked about this a little bit, whether you listening to Ludacris, where it's like, get back, and it's like, he's doing all of these things, like Ludacris sounded drastically different than Snoop, or drastically different than like DMX, or whoever it was, like, all these people, they figured out what made them, and they just shared that, like, on steroids. So it's like, all right. And now you can literally only get this kind of music here. I feel like now, I don't know if it's that everybody's writing together. I have no idea. Or if it's just like one person, like a few people that are writing a bunch of the songs. But like, a lot of the songs are like from the same angle. and it's not necessarily like, this is, I can't get this anywhere. I can't get a Ben Bree song like anywhere else. Like I now for other people, it's like, bro, there's so many moody R&B singers. There's so many, whatever it is, like, there's not enough of the, like, people actually, like, putting themselves in the thing that they're making. So I think that's another reason why we feel like the perspective, at least for me, I feel like some of the perspective is like, this is boring because you're not, like, so what? Like, all right, you fell in love. What happened? Was it a dramatic love? Like, what do you actually think about this? Like,
so my question for you guys is, do you think that that is because, well, number one, there's no more, like, for the most part, there's no more artist development, right? I think that played a huge role in it. So when you think about the music of today, do you think that the lack of, I guess, unique or diverse perspectives is due to, could possibly be due to either the person not sitting down and figuring out their perspective or their voice as an artist, or just as a person in general?
I think it's both. I think you have to know your perspective as a person before you know it as an artist. At least that's just me.
Could you ask the question again? I agree with what he said.
So do you think that part of the reason why there's a lack of, like, diversity or unique perspectives in music today is that possibly due to people not sitting down and figuring out who they are, or even understanding who they are, whether it be as an artist, or is it that they just haven't figured out who they are or what their perspective is as just a person in general?
I'm gonna just preface this as, you used more words that time.
I did, because my brain was like, what did you really say?
Oh,
I don't remember,
goodness.
The actual sentence. Just throw in a couple things. We'll get it. We'll find it somewhere.
So my answer is, I agree with Damani, but also to that point, I believe that there is a lack of perspective because it's not about the music anymore. So it's not about music. It's about what's going to work. So once one thing work, everybody is going to be like, okay, this is the new sound. This is the new thing. That's it. So it's not about the music. It's not about expressing myself. It's about what's going to work. My quickest way to the bag is doing what already worked. It's not about experimentation or me just doing it because I love doing it. It's a thing of, I'm going to get to the bag by any means necessary. My best opportunity at getting the money that I would want to get, I crack my finger.
Okay, because I'm like, does he have plastic in his hand?
But my goal is to get the bag as quickly as possible. The best bet that I have at getting the bag is doing what they just did, because I literally saw what they just did and they showed me what to do. So let me just do that. I don't care about the music. It's cool. I don't plan on being here that long anyway. I'm just here for the bag. I'm out of here.
That is interesting.
And that's what I feel like that's what the labels are looking for now, because we have so much information and we could do so much on our own that it's easier to sign somebody who's just here for the money rather than somebody who
exactly
here for the art.
Yeah, that's interesting. That was
just my perspective.
That was a very unique perspective. I didn't even, parts of it I thought about like that, but parts of it I didn't.
I will also say, I think another reason why the perspectives aren't as, I guess, potent or bigger, or I guess a lot of the perspectives are similar, is because I think some of the, like, new artists, like, you were, let's say you're inspired by Beyonce, right? And Beyonce was the person who inspired you to start making stuff. You start making stuff, but you never expanded you never had anybody else to listen to. So, like, this person was the sole reason that you did it, but now when you're making it, you're just making it to get closer to
them.
Yeah, to them, and it's like
you never found yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So I like it's like all right, this person was the springboard for you to get there, but you can't just make what they're making and find yourself. You have to find yourself and figure out like all right, you could again be inspired by it, take elements of it, but like don't just let that be the only thing that only sort, because otherwise it's like you're not ever really getting your perspective. You're getting Beyonce's perspective, or like picture Beyonce and picture somebody doing an impersonation of Beyonce.
Doing Beyonce.
Yeah, it's like that's literally what it's like. It's a like we don't ever get a chance to hear you. We're hearing you doing a cosplay of somebody else, which some people do a great job of doing imitations. Right, that's why it's like when you hear people do the Denzel imitations or whatever, they do a demo, like those imitations, but sometimes it's like, all right, it was cool the first few times. After a while, it's like, there's only so many times I want to hear you do a Denzel imitation. Can we hear what you actually think?
So I guess that goes back to having to find yourself. Like, the importance of finding yourself and bringing... Pardon me. Allowing your authenticity to shine through your influences. So at some point, it's a thing of these are my influences, but I'm still like this is me. Like me personally, I don't ever want to conform to what somebody else did. So like if me and such get on the same song, I don't want to just come to their world. I'm going to bring our worlds together. So when I did Shaboosie Bad, by the time y'all see this, y'all going to see my Shaboosie Bad, a bar song. It's being breezed on a country song. Like, it's me on a country. It's not like I just took his whole flow and I'm just... I'm not trying to do a country song. It's my interpretation of what I would sound like on a country song.
Yeah. And I think that's super important. I think it's a challenging thing to do for most people because again, it requires a level of self-awareness that like you have to be aware enough to know, all right, this is sounding. And I think we always know, but this is sounding like X, Y, and Z, and it's like this isn't really sounding like me. It doesn't feel like me. Maybe it's because sounding is different, but like this doesn't really feel like it's 100% me. It feels like I was really doing my best impersonation of Shaboozy. Right, I was doing my best impersonation, and now it's like I think people can sense it. Like I don't want to diet Shaboozy. I don't want to diet. Version. I mean, some people are okay with that, but I don't personally think we get the. I don't think that's the best offering everybody has, and I think it you rob yourself of the opportunity of like giving people like the real you and getting the people to get a chance to find out your perspective, or for you to find out your perspective, because sometimes you don't even realize like what your actual perspective is until somebody lets you know. But I think. Yeah, it's just if you don't do it, you rob yourself of the opportunity of it.
And I will just say there are, I feel like over the last decade, there have been more and more artists who are like, yeah, I mean, I wasn't really expecting nothing out of this. It's just kind of a hobby, but you know, I'm here. Yeah, I'm on a world tour, but you know, I ain't even really want to do this for real. And I just like, I be so annoyed. Like, why? Why is that the story? Why?
I feel like that's mostly in like
rap.
In rap, I hear it a lot.
It'd be frustrating.
Yeah, because it's like, it's a lot of it is like, you know, I didn't even really want to do this. And it's like, there's people who actually wanted to do it that would have been like, yeah, I'll take this opportunity.
I feel like that happens so often because it literally be so much authenticity. It be so much of themselves in what it is they're doing because I'm just doing it for fun. Mm-hmm. I don't got nothing else to do right now. Let mm-hmm. me just talk about my like my actual experience, and then people can relate to it because, one, they know you, and they like, oh yeah, this really happened. Or two, they can see you, like they can see you, and they can see if this is that, if you're that type of person based off what it is that you're saying. And yeah, I feel like it's no more mystique. It's this is what it is. Everybody else around me can vouch that this is what it is.
And
one thing that I was going to say, because y'all was talking about something about genres. And I don't feel like, well, for me specifically, I don't even know if it's the word. I'm not genre specific.
I mean,
what's can you define genre neutral?
Genre neutral?
Is that a word?
I don't know. We about to find out.
Or a term? I don't know.
Yeah, is that a term?
You might not be able to.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh. Genre neutral. So you feel like you don't.
So like what I'm saying is, when I hear beats from other genres, I don't hear a country song or rock song. So like if I'm writing, I'm not writing it to make it fit this genre.
Yeah.
I'm writing it because I like this beat and this is what this beat made me feel.
It's a term that musicians and bands are using lately to describe their sound that doesn't conform to the typical generic genres and subgenres.
So I'm genre neutral.
It says genre crossover isn't new. For example, a game design portfolio that is genre neutral can appeal to a wide range of developers and players.
Yeah, I think that's how it should be, though. I think we should take. I get labels help us better identify things. You know, like when you label some dishes, it's like this dish contains dairy, this one doesn't. You know, so like it's helpful so that I know what I'm going for.
I thought you were talking about like spoon, bowl.
I mean that
fork,
too.
Plate.
Yeah, like it helps you so that dishes. You know exactly what you're getting, but. When it comes to music and art, there's some songs where you hear it and it's like, you really can't even put it in a box. Like sometimes when we talked about this before, when we're here listening to Rod Wave, some songs I'm like, this sounds like a country song.
He is a country artist.
You know, but based on how everybody, what box they're putting in, it could be because of the auto-tune, could be because of some of the drums, but like you're listening and it's like, you know, this doesn't feel like whatever label we put. It doesn't feel like rap and R&B because like it's not rap and R&B.
It's R and country. Rap.
Riding country.
Riding country wave. That's what it is.
Riding the country wave.
What it is. But, I mean, even with the stuff that, I mean, all three of us have been making lately, like, it's not necessarily, it's not necessarily just all one thing. That's why I like the term that you came up with of, like, it's his heartbeat music. Like, it's just good. It's for your soul, you know? But, yeah, I think that that's how it should be as well, because I think that we get so caught up sometimes on the label of what things are and what things. I know for me personally, for a while, I was very caught up on like what the R&B should sound like or is supposed to sound like. But then I was also like, I don't like how that's like, this doesn't sound like me. I can make the generic R&B, but I'm tired of the waterfalls and the beat. Don't give me no more raindrops. I was sick of it. So then I was writing to rap beats. And it's like, well, that's not what you So what are you doing? So now it's just like thinking of it like that as being like genre neutral. Or another term that they put in there was like anti-genre or whatever. Not putting it in a box is like, okay, just be prepared for me to make some good music. That's really all it is. Be prepared to listen to some good music. It might not always sound like the last thing that I just did, but it's always going to be Sequoia D.
Yep.
So I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Do y'all have any other final thoughts on perspective, on artists, on music, on genres, on no genres, on growing and evolving and humanizing the musicians? Any final thoughts?
I think we should just put ourselves in everything that we do and just enjoy this thing called life. Work. Make amazing music while we enjoy this thing called life.
Yeah, I just think we should, yeah, just make things you resonate with. And if you resonate with it, then somebody gonna resonate with it. And I think that's the main thing. Like, there's the labels are helpful for after the fact. Like, not for when you're making a thing. Just make the thing and see what people like.
Yeah. I agree. I think that goes for all areas of creativity in life. Don't focus so much on all the labels or the boxes that you can be categorized in. And just focus on enjoying life and just creating what you want to create. Whether that be an experience or a song. It's time for us to have fun. But be on the lookout for my country song. Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
If you want to watch this podcast live and early, make sure you head on over to our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can watch this podcast live and early, like I just said, as well as other content that we have for you, including Love the Creative Black Woman. You'll be able to watch that live as well. We greatly appreciate each and every one of you for joining us. Comment below and let us know what your thoughts are. Do you feel like people have had like good perspectives or perspectives that you're interested in lately in music? We want to know, because I don't know. It's been a little rocky lately. But don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
And we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get on my face.